This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, April 26, 2016. I'm Mark Belanger. 3 years ago this week, a factory building collapse in the Rana Plaza near Dhaka, Bangladesh, killed more than 1,200 garment workers, mainly young women, and wounded more than 2,000. The international labor movement immediately reacted by forcing clothing brands to support a fire and safety accord. It also prompted the Bangladeshi government to allow more unions to operate in the garment-producing sector. But now, unionization in the country has been deliberately stalled. This has led the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, to lodge a freedom of association case at the International Labour Organization, the ILO. The ITUC is the organization which represents national labour centres at the world level. The ILO is the UN agency focused on matters of work in the world. The case details how the Bangladeshi government rejected nearly 75% of union registrations in 2015 on illegitimate grounds. Jeffrey Vogt is the director of the ITUC's legal unit.
We initially saw some progress in Bangladesh once the world's attention and horror turned to the country after the Rana Plaza disaster. So in the first year after the disaster, you saw, obviously, the entry of the accord. We also saw the government reverse its policy of not registering unions in the ready-made garment industry. So we saw, after the disaster, the number of new unions being registered increased. But as time has worn on, I think some of the really key elements that we've been pushing for, particularly around freedom of association, have basically stalled. So the growth in union registrations we saw after the disaster, now we're seeing really high rejection rates.
The respected NGO Human Rights Watch has released a report condemning the use of children for gold mining in the Philippines. Radio Labor's senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
Para po bang nangangapal po ang aming katawan na nangangaligkig.
There are about 18,000 children working as miners in the Philippines. Many of them are used in underwater mines because they can fit into the narrow boxes that lead through the water to the gold-containing silt at the bottom. On the surface, other children sift through the sediment brought up through the shaft. With their hands, they create an amalgam, a mixture of poisonous mercury and silt, to find gold particles. Carlos Conde is a researcher with Human Rights Watch.
Thousands of children across the Philippines are engaged in small-scale gold mining. This type of work exposes these children to all sorts of danger. Many of them work underground, many of them work underwater, and many of them handle toxic substances. Because much of the gold deposits in the Philippines are below the water table, a unique process that is called compressor mining has evolved. This involves the use of compressors on the surface where a tube is attached, and through this tube, the miners would breathe. Most of the compressor miners are men, but some of them are children. Compressor miners may spend up to 3 hours as deep as 10 meters digging ore. Somebody from the surface would bring up the ores in sacks and give these to the other miners on the surface, who would then eventually pan for gold. There have been instances when compressor miners drowned, and there have also been instances when the compressor itself stopped working, thus depriving the miners below oxygen. Compressor miners are also at risk of decompression sickness, and many miners are vulnerable to skin diseases from the bacteria underwater.
This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.